say what they can't radio.
You can be anywhere in the world right now.
But you're here with us.
I am Renisa Rose.
Hey guys, it's your girl Amazing.
And welcome to the Personal Space Podcast.
It's been a long day. I'm going to just start with that.
Has it?
Yeah. I ain't do nothing today, but it was still long nevertheless. Always the mall.
You so
from
silly.
From the kitchen table.
Today.
Remember that song?
Is that Ludacris?
They'll be comfortable.
Oh, that's Jamie Foxx.
Something we never done before. Baby, not
it's a real tire snap. You know, what you been up to?
So,
what you been up to?
Fighting for my life. Still.
Why? Still?
Now, you know, my New Year's resolution was to set realistic boundaries to ensure my life maintains a certain level of peace.
Okay.
And for the most part, it's been working. Like, I've been dodging the bullshit, like skating, you know. But there was this one day in particular where people had me fucked up.
Okay, how did you handle it?
I did not. I got drunk. I left work. I went to my 2-for-1 drink spot.
Okay, I haven't been there in a long time.
I even had extra chips in my wallet, so I had more than my I had 5 drinks.
It's one of those places where you get chips.
Poker
chips.
Shout out to McKenna's on 14th Street. shout out to McKenna's.
I ain't been to McKenna's in a long time.
That's my spot. You know, we had our managers out in there, courtesy of me.
You know, because if I got a treat, 2-for-1.
Oh, I didn't pay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even better.
But I know who my boss is, and that bill was like $600.
Okay.
For 16 managers. And they were all drunk.
Oh, well, that's good. Sounds like a good time.
Right. So, yeah, you know, I'm all right. How's your January going?
You know, January is one of the, like, dumbest months. Like, it's like, no, for real, because it's like, it's cold as hell. I'm pale. It's cold. Like,
temperature younger than us.
This is what I'm saying. And I'm young.
School shutting down for half, for 3 seconds of snow.
Let me tell y'all something.
And rain.
When I was a kid,
we walked 3
we
miles,
walked to
carry 25 school. Books wrapped in news in
brown paper bags. Okay.
That my daddy stole from Pathmark. Not still. We went grocery shopping.
Let me tell y'all something. We walked to school in the snow. I mean, I remember the blizzard. Now we sound old, right? The blizzard of 95, 96, whatever year that was.
Yeah.
I remember being so small, it felt like we were surrounded
by mountains of snow. We were, though.
It was really a lot of snow.
It was a lot of snow. My brother was born that January.
It was awful. Mm-hmm. And we still had to school. Maybe we still have to go to school. I feel like maybe we had like one snow day. Like just one. Just so like that they could.
They can clear up the place.
Yes. So that they could clear up the snow and like, you know, get the roads clear, and we walked to school. We did. I remember.
I remember having to walk to school in my snow boots and then change from my snow boots to my regular sneakers because it was in my backpack, like for gym and shit.
Yes. Yes, and wearing, you know, my mother sent us to school in snow suits and shit.
And having to come. You had to fully undress just for the day. I mean, whatever.
We got maybe. It's exactly why these kids are
ain't
soft.
Nobody shoveling no snow. Mm-mm. Although I did find out that the neighborhood crackheads was shoveling snow. So I'll keep that in mind for the next snowstorm. Next he used to come and do my leaves.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Then he tried to, oh, that's your son name. Don't be trying to get personal with me. I'll pay you. Just do the leaves.
Just do the leaves.
I don't want to.
Remember that one young boy?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, okay.
From the trap house.
The young boy was trying to push up hardcore.
Like, that's your son name. That's my name too. Who's talking to you?
Nobody is speaking to you. Let me see. It's no kids in my neighborhood for real. Like, I feel like the kids are really small or they've grown up and they don't live there anymore. So it's just.
Look nice.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
They look like mink. Those minks.
Whatever they are itching my fucking eyes. I woke up this morning.
They look nice.
Thank you.
That's a new product. She got nice lashes.
I woke up this morning, my eyes was a little puffy. I don't really know what's going on. I'm just here. So January is like, you know.
Oh, we did take our boys to the Seton Hall. Is it Creighton or Creighton?
Creighton.
Creighton versus, listen.
Seton Hall versus Creighton. Men's basketball.
Triple overtime.
Oh, we had a time.
We had it. It was a good. I want to. We going back to the HBCU classic.
Yes. So I forget what it's called, but it's a HBCU game. So it's Howard versus Hampton and Jackson State versus Grambling. It's February 3rd, I think. It's going to be a good time. And so it's me, Dash, our two homegirls, our kids, our nephews. Like, we going to have a good time.
I'm bringing my daughter this time. She was really upset I didn't bring her last time.
It was the boys. It was moms and boys last time. Now it's moms and boys and Eva.
It's lit. Moms it's, and boys and Eva.
Right.
Now it's regular and Eva.
And Eva.
I mean, unless she got plans that day. Because one thing about these kids, they got plans.
They do. They have plans. You know, I just hope my son don't have a basketball game. Because, you know, I'm going to feel bad that, he got to miss it. Because he's going to have to miss it. Sorry. But yeah, other than that, you know, I did a little, you know how you went on a little weekend trip, a little weekend getaway. I did a little quick weekend getaway. You know, it was good. You know, it's just good to just relax.
Yeah. I feel like when you're not
decompress.
Home,
yeah.
You can, even if you take the day off of work, you don't rest.
Mm-mm.
You don't rest until you're not in your space.
Right, when you're in
your space, you're going to find something to do. When you remove yourself from your surroundings, your elements, and you go some, like, off the grid, that's
off
what they call
the grid.
It.
It's off the grid. It's the time,
you know, like I've been Diddy smiling since January 1st.
You said what?
I've been smiling since January 1st.
You know, I'm always smiling.
Got a little pep in my step. A little twinkle in my eye.
A little twinkle? What it look like? Let me see the twinkle. She got a twinkle, y'all. You know, she got a motherfucking twinkle.
I'm making my way downtown, walking fast.
I'm walking slow. I'm kicking it.
I've been walking fast in this cold.
I'm going from the car to the to the building. It sucks.
No, it is.
It really does suck. So, I don't know. I feel like the new year don't really start until February 1st. Because January got a little bit of leftover from last year, so.
I don't know. I just feel like it's just be one big ass run on sentence.
No, and you know, that's really true.
Maybe like new year, new me. What changed?
Tell me. We back at January. That's what changed.
Listen, I'm just taking it one day at a time. One ghetto day.
Oh, I was about to say that. One ghetto day at a time. Speaking of ghetto, Gloria Hallelujah. Glorilla, that's my girl. I love her.
I like her. She stays at my job.
Said every ninja cheats. Ain't a faithful in walking this earth stamped in.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. Ask my ex. Couple of them.
Listen, wait. What it say? I put my hand up on my hip.
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
When you cheat, I cheat, we cheat.
Ain't no we, baby. You gonna tap out.
This is so ghetto.
I mean, I don't wanna. So, what does cheating look like for some people? Cheating is different for different people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that emotional cheating is cheating. Like, it starts there. Some people, it's a physical act. Some people believe in ignorance being bliss. I feel like it's not necessarily the act of cheating. I think it's the disrespect that comes along with it.
It's definitely the disrespect.
Why that girl know my business? Why you pillow talking?
That's the thing.
It should just literally be you got drunk at the bar and you got your rocks off. I don't condone cheating, guys. I'm a woman of God.
I don't know. I feel like cheating is like, at this age, if we decide we're going to be in a relationship together, if you don't want to be with me, just don't be with me.
Yeah. Like, if you got to cheat on me, why? Why? You ain't tired? I don't even have time to talk to multiple people in one day. I don't have capacity.
I feel like I'm
barely juggling what I got right now. I'm doing the best that I can with what I got. Oh, but if I really lock in, you know, I don't want to.
If we locked in, we locked in. And I feel like, I don't think that everybody cheats. Like you said, cheating looks different for everybody.
Somebody may not physically cheat, but got a whole best friend, girlfriend in their brain that they call for everything. Like, cheating, what is cheating for you? Like, for women, it's very emotional. For men, it's physical, I feel. I mean, what does it look like? And what are you willing to tolerate? You gonna turn a blind eye to it? So what you doing with this piece of information?
Right.
Don't go looking for some shit that you're not gonna act on.
Then there's that.
Let them people do what they doing.
Let that man cheat in peace.
Let that woman cheat in peace. If you're not leaving her.
Let it go.
Let Big Ma do her thing. Like,
you are just so stupid.
This conversation is just.
It's old and it's tired.
It really is. It's about as tired as who's going 50-50 on the bills.
Oh my God.
It's about as tired as what do you bring to the table. It's about as tired as this bonnet in public conversation.
I'm so tired.
You got to literally look at your situation and do what's best for you. These people on the internet, they're not going to help you. They're not going to lay next to you at night.
That is so true.
Do what you need to do. And just keep us out of it. Like, there is nothing that...
The 50-50 conversation is so exhausting.
I don't want to talk about it. No, I can't. I'll be looking at it. I'll be blocking. I'll just block. Like, I'll mute the page talking about the 50-50. I don't want to see it on my timeline. I don't want to see Blueface and that girl, them girls. I don't see none of them niggas.
Blueface went to jail. Mama. Wait a minute. Blueface went to jail. Chris Sean was sitting on... What's the girl named T.I. and Tiny Daughter?
Donique, Baby Daddy Lab.
The other baby mother was in the club kissing a girl. The mama is still crying because her baby is in jail. And he on the line talking about he love it here. He love being in jail. These motherfuckers are crazy.
I want it gone. Please.
Who else? Who else is out there carrying on and cutting a fool?
Just them. Last year they took us for a ride from January until that baby was born. They took us for a wild ride.
Remember when the baby was in
the... Take me out the group chat.
The baby was in the Walmart hanging out the carrier like this. And I felt bad. I did. And she looked... You could tell... Which camera I'm looking at? Sis was down bad. She was in Walmart with the baby hanging like this. And had a fucking dog... On the leash, remember the dog?
Speaking of Walmart, did you see that lady that had the baby in the diaper and they called Child Protective Services on her? Y'all seen that?
You know, I watched a lot of things on silent because she looked like she was carrying on.
I said, well, how do you got a sweater, apple bottom jeans with the fur?
And the baby.
And this baby got a diaper. And why this big baby got a diaper? That was my first question. That was a size 7 diaper. And if y'all know anything about diapers, that's for special needs. So why was this big baby in the diaper? Then it was like somebody...
In her bubble coat.
I think that somebody else gave the baby the bubble coat.
Oh, no.
They went and got... I was reading it and I was very disturbed. Like,
people madness. Are losing it.
It's because they be watching Krishan and Jaden. Yep. So back to the cheating to wrap this topic up. If you're not going to do nothing with the information... You're going to have to just go to sleep and wake up tomorrow. That's it. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to just be very clear about some things. I really need for y'all to stop going to people as women.
Let me tell you something. And you know, I am so happy that my good friend over here has evolved to
not all that evolved. We talked about
Not approaching somebody as a woman. I'm not doing it because 10 times out of 10, right? If you need to approach another woman or man, you know, whatever your preference is about your significant other, you already know what the fuck is up.
What are you doing? So for me, I think the last time I went to somebody as a woman.
Never did.
I did. It was bad. Like with me and the kid's dad, I went to her as a woman. I just needed to know what was the conversation. My mind was already made up. I just needed to have a conversation. Because I also believe, like, you know, your story, their story, the truth. And there were some things I needed to align some shit with. But after that, I was like, girl, y'all can have each other.
Let me tell you, I was so motherfucking mad when she texted me, like, yeah, that's what I'm about to go do. And I'm like, what the fuck?
We met up at everything.
Why are you about to do this? Because for what? Because you already know what's going on. Like, you already know. You know,
I don't know. Like, I like to see things through. I need to understand the psychology of a situation. That is how I process.
You know, and we always talk about seeing, like, trying to understand the why. The why is you got me fucked up and go to hell. That's the why.
Well, it's different because this wasn't a boyfriend. I done procreated.
No, I know.
I got two of them things. Like, you know, yeah. So it was different.
I've been there. Yeah. I've been there. We got one, not two, but I've been there. And it's just... If you got one, what's two? If you got one, what's two? You know?
But we've just really got to stop going to people as women. Just leave it alone. Especially because what bothers me is I feel like we be going at the women so hard. And you'll still lay next to that nigga at night.
Yeah. Like, see, and I don't subscribe to that. So it's like, I feel like she does not owe me anything. You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't say, hey girl, yeah, I'm in a relationship with you. She didn't say that. He said that. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be mad at her because, and even if she knows and blah, 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 I can't be mad at her.
Her loyalty is not to you.
Exactly. His loyalty is to me. So he said, we go together.
Excuse me. If this ain't his first time, stop reaching out to these women.
That shit is wild. Y'all don't even.
Girl, just welcome her to the family.
I mean, at this point. It's unfortunate, but it's not anything new. It's been happening for years. Years, 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 years. Because y'all know, y'all pop-pops done had a family on the other side of town. So.
My grandfather had a lot of kids. My dad still meeting his siblings. They in different countries. We got new places to travel to.
Not my grandfather. My grandfather was a saint.
None of mine were. They all have families.
But you know, but it's just like, you just got to do what works for you and your family.
Yeah, understand that, you know, as for me and my house, I match you, I fly. I match you. I see you one and I raise you two. How we doing this? That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not dealing with none of that shit. You cheat, I stab, and that's it. No. Now we going to jail.
Because now it's like, it depends on how deep we are. Because my brain will get so diabolical, right? If we really, like, there's levels to, like, how much I like somebody.
Okay.
And now if we get to a level where I'm, like, completely locked in. Mm-hmm. My eye gonna twitch. And I gotta make sure you mm-hmm. understand exactly how I feel. And it'd be like, no, life gonna get him back. I am life.
Hello. I'm life.
Middle name Karma.
You know, I don't think that. I don't know. I don't have it. I don't have it in me. It's just one time. And that was it. I don't think that I can ever go that far again. Like, I don't know that. I don't know that I can ever allow myself to love that deeply ever again.
Because the hurt was too bad.
What?
That I just the hurt. I like.
Yeah. I just don't that know.
I'm like, oh, I don't want to feel like that.
Yeah, like I don't know, because then it just feels like it's not healthy, you know. So it's like I love me way more.
But then it's like, can you genuinely be? Like, say if you were married, if you don't love your husband like that, are you really in love?
See, I don't know. I don't know. I just, there's like, different.
I'm not afraid to experience it again.
No.
I just don't ever want to be that hurt.
Again. Yeah. You know, let me put this in my notes when I talk to my lady. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right? Like, I don't know. Because, like, you experience that hurt. And, you know, on different levels, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that I can ever allow myself. But then it's just like, I would hope that whoever I end up with, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. will feel the same way, but...
Will not want to hurt you.
Right.
Will not want to make you feel that way. Like, I think that it's critical that... We wasn't headed down
anymore. No,
it's
cool,
important
though.
To have those type of conversations.
Right.
Like, I think it's... If I share with you my hurt and you hurt me, now I got to kill you.
Listen...
And why do you do that? Why do you want to die?
Why do you want to die? What about your mama? I'm going to make sure she get a good black dress too. That's what I get. Let me stop. I'm finna knock my mic over. But no, I'm serious though. I just don't know that I can. I don't want to feel like that ever again. You know?
I want to be that vulnerable. I feel like I want to.
Right.
You know, like, mm-hmm. but with the right person. And I feel like when that time will come, I think it'll come in waves and eventually you'll just fall into feeling like that, mm-hmm. and it'll be okay. But I ain't been there since I was there. I ain't going back because that cry was ugly. That shit hurt. I could not sleep. I could not eat.
Yo,
I was down. But it was also, I will never forget. I went to work the next day. I'm like, I'm gonna just shake it off and go to work. I have never, like, my grandma died when I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got the call at work, and I worked my shift. Like, I was hurt. I was sad, but I functioned. Man, I picked up the phone. Thank you for calling. Like, it's the hotel. They said, Adasha, go home. I'm fine.
No.
Balling. I couldn't even stop. Yeah. I could not stop crying.
Cause it's a different kind of betrayal, I guess. Yeah. You know, it's like, so I feel like when you love someone outside of your family, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a love that you chose. You chose that yeah. love and you chose to pour, you know, and that's just kind of like with any relationship. You know, you choose that person. Y'all choose each other and you choose to say, hey, we gonna do this. I love you and you love me and
we gonna make a family.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we locked in. And then when shit goes south, like way south, for whatever it could be, like, you know, infidelity or even just like y'all agreed, y'all made an agreement and niggas ain't holding up, they ended a bargain. And then it's just like, you just be hurt.
Yeah.
You know? Cause it's like, damn, you used to be my dog, you was in my left titty.
Yeah.
Screen Ride or Die.
I don't know that song.
You don't?
I don't.
I'm like, it's DMX and, is it Jadakiss? No. Styles P.
You know.
You used to be my dog. You was
on the way home.
That's my shit.
Yeah, that's what we got to say about cheating.
You know, it's unfortunate and I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Like, we could just fuck around.
You should.
We ain't got to lock in.
But don't put that energy out there either. You really about to, like, but I wonder if that man she was fooling with in jail cheated on her.
Who?
Gorilla, hallelujah. I think her man's was in jail. She did an interview.
Damn it, man. Nick can't even go to jail and stay faithful. It's fucked up.
Niggas in jail. Huh? I don't know if it was a dude. I hope not.
It was probably.
Okay, real quick.
It was probably a CEO.
Real quick. I feel like. Meanwhile, me and one of my coworkers was having this conversation. And mm-hmm. she was like, I think I could forgive. If I was dating somebody who's bisexual, I could forgive him if he cheated on me with somebody from the opposite sex. Because it's, well, his same sex.
But right.
You know, because it's something I can't give him. I said, let me tell you something. You a better woman than me, baby. Because I don't even, because I feel like you knowingly have a desire for something. And right. I'm not shaming you for that. Like, I think mm-hmm. you gotta be honest with yourself.
Right.
So if you come into a relationship with me under the guise of being heterosexual
mm-hmm.
and you have a desire for something that is not what you showed me or was transparent with me about, mm-hmm. man, ain't no coming back from that.
Yeah.
Because now you don't even, first of all, you don't even know yourself. Like, be free, Mr. C. Be free.
Yes, I do, actually.
I remember that.
I feel like,
I don't know how we got here, but
I don't know.
I don't want to be there.
I can't compete against a man.
Yeah, like, I don't got what he got. I could buy one.
I don't want to. I don't want to do this.
But it don't got the same muscles.
In the veins.
Yeah, can it just stay one place all the time? And I can't. I don't want to do that. I don't want to.
Yeah, nah, I'm not fucking with it.
Just be honest with yourself. Even if you got a little curiosity, be honest about that shit too. Like, be honest. Like, be yourself and go, like, you can't make somebody want you because you're not being yourself.
Right.
Cause your true self gonna come out anyways. And now I gotta, like, what happens when a man come to me as a man to a woman?
Bitch, let me tell you something. I'm gonna fucking stand up on this table and jump on his feet. Like, I'm gonna fight him. I'm gonna have to fight him. It's one thing for a woman to come to me as a woman about my man, but if a man comes to me about my man,
ooh.
Excuse me? Nah. Excuse me?
He better be a bad bitch.
Yeah, okay, so I don't know if y'all saw. It was like one of them TikTok story times. It was like a girl, she met this dude in the mall and
yes!
Child,
yes!
And they went
to dinner.
Yes, and he was acting all weird and funny style and he had got a phone call. He went to the bathroom. He was in the bathroom for a long time. So when he was in the bathroom, a group of dudes came walking in like, yeah, he on a date with a bitch. And lo and behold, she was the bitch.
And they stuck her with the check.
And stuck her
and
with the check.
And they stuck her. Miss ma'am, I would have. Box, please. I'm just gonna.
And they was out. They was fighting.
They was fighting.
They was fighting in the bathroom. Remember she said they was back.
Oh, yes.
They was fighting in the bathroom.
Yes.
And when she left out, they was outside tussling. And I said,
she, that's why she got stuck with the bill. Cause I feel like you knew when the party and the homeboys pulled up, that they was talking about your ass. Like, your intuition told you, but she probably nosy like me, and she saw that shit through.
She had to see it
and
through.
It stuck her with the check. I think when he went into that, I think what would have confirmed it for me is when he would have sat down. I'm like, I'm sorry, I feel like you're talking about me.
Cause I feel like didn't the guy compliment her and tell her she was pretty or something like that, or her hair looked nice, some wild shit. Yo, let me tell you something. Atlanta is not a real place.
But then it's like, on the flip side, imagine this man. He thinks he's in a relationship with this man, mm-hmm. and the man is cheating on you with a woman. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Not show be yourself. I don't know. Be yourself and stop confusing people, and don't bring people into your mess.
No, it's true. And but you know what's so crazy is, I know this is so far, what's so crazy is, right, when men are bisexual, it's not the same as when women are bisexual.
Well, it's not as glamorized,
right?
Like, no one's gonna, like, I don't, you can take a poll and ask a woman, like, mm-hmm. if you man been with a man, is he gay? That, remember that right. question came out?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah,
right.
But on the reverse side, if it's like a woman who's been with a woman,
mm-hmm.
that's cool. It's fun.
Right, right, right. It's not like, it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Okay, so.
You know, but we respect the LGBTQ, R, X, Y, and Z.
No, it's like plus.
Plus, plus, plus.
You know.
Y'all. Listen, I have the best fun with them.
Just be yourself.
There used to be this gay bar in Manhattan called XES,
mm-hmm.
and they used to have happy hour until 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's a good happy hour.
Let me tell you something. 2-for-1 drinks. We used to be in there fucked up. Like, I used to have so much fun. I got a lot. Listen, I like gay bars.
It's a fun time.
The women be a little too aggressive. I'm like, I'm not gay. I'm just in here because y'all play good music and the drinks are strong. And it's cheap. But please don't talk to me.
You
they
know.
Used to be one in Newark, too. You know that little side street going towards Penn Station, like that back road that'll run you parallel yeah. 21?
Yeah.
They had a spot. We got kid meet. So me and my two friends, we went up there, and me and my homeboy got kicked out.
Wow.
Because we stole liquor from the bar.
Well, I would have put y'all the fuck out, too. Stephen Masters.
We was the only heterosexuals in there, and we got put out.
Because you stole.
They snitched on us. We was gonna give the lady some liquor, so they had it outside. It was so wild.
She still stole. That's why she got put out. Not because she was straight, because she was being a fucking thief. That's why she got put out.
I knew I had a problem then.
Yo, they said y'all better stop stealing from Target because those cameras, you could see all the way out into the parking lot, license plates and everything. So all of y'all self-checkout thieves, y'all better
go to Walmart.
That's not what I was saying. Tighten the fuck up. So just forget the water underneath by mistake, on purpose, by a mistake.
You think I'm going for water? I could pay for that.
What you going for? Paper towels?
Every other item. I don't know. I do not steal. I would never condone stealing. Mm-mm.
I don't like it.
My kids don't let me steal no more. They've been telling on me.
This is awful.
Girl. Anyways, I tried to take some ketchup from IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
That was so rude. Because I have, so the IHOP we went to was using the Heinz Simply Ketchup.
That's good ketchup.
It's good ketchup.
It's expensive too.
I know. And it's just the three of us. So I don't buy condiments in bulk. I don't want a big thing.
My child uses a lot of ketchup.
Yeah, mine
so.
Don't. Mine are not. I don't have sauce kids. Like, they'll eat some dry ass chicken fingers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, whatever. So we at the table, the lady had brought out a brand new bottle. I was like, dope. I just ran out. So as I'm getting a check, I got my big bag. I popped the ketchup in the bag. One of my kids goes, Mom, you know you put the ketchup in your bag? I'm just looking at her like, what are you saying to me, Juju? You steal it?
Good. Good for them.
They went in my bag and took it out.
Good.
And then as we're walking to pay, I was going to pay for my check. You was really gonna steal that ketchup mad loud as we walking through the
restaurant. That's fucked up.
I just feel like they was ops.
You know, it really do be your own. Cause I was on the phone last night and my child. Oh God, he is a fucking op if I ain't never seen one. Yeah, because my mom has a crush on. Mind your fucking business. Don't worry about who my crush is. I don't even know what he was about to say. But I like to have damn near.
And you can't be too aggressive because it's like, well, who he about to say?
Yes!
You got to play it real cool.
Let me tell you something. I like to have fucking put the pillow over his head. Shut the fuck up.
Mother his ass.
Shut Yeah.
And that phone would have been this. Oh, the call dropped.
It was like, who she got a crush on? Shut your ass up. Mind your business.
Yo.
Stay in the child's place. When, get the fuck out my room.
Remember when we had that day at the barbershop and I took them to Red Robin?
Child. That's all I got for that one.
They was in my business.
That's, you know, because that's all they do.
They was in my business.
That's all they do is just tell our fucking business.
I do like the optical illusion that my kids think I got like 7 boyfriends. That makes me really proud.
It's true.
It makes me proud.
Yeah.
At least they know I'm not no sucker.
Mommy ain't out here getting played. I'm doing the playing. Huh. It's up and it's stuck.
We do have topics, but.
You know, fuck it. We vibing. Yo.
We vibing.
That lady who said she got hit in the face with the brick.
Yes, you know, first of all, that was wild. She looked like when Martin got beat up. So like, it was a holiday. It had to be like during the holidays or something.
It was in the summertime, wasn't it?
I don't know when it was.
Okay, so let's see.
She had went on, I don't know. She like went on live from the hospital and her face was like swollen. And it looked like a brick hit her cheek. And I was like, damn, that's what a brick looked like. That's all I kept thinking. Like, that's what happens when a brick hits you. That's all I kept thinking. Cause I'm like, damn, I'll never want to be hit with a brick. But like, how are they going to treat this? So she was like, I didn't give this man my phone number and he hit me in the face with a brick. Ba-da-da-da. And I'm like, damn, y'all really going outside like that? I know y'all be calling us ugly bitches when we don't say hello.
Oh my God.
And it's okay. Like, you know, you grow up in the Northeast. You're just used to that type of shit.
Yeah. And that's fucked up that you know. That's something I know, that you got to get used to.
Listen, pick your battles.
Man, I've been
fighting with the homeless people. You ain't doing that shit.
Nah, it's true.
You got to hire your mother and just keep walking. You can't even say that no more because y'all niggas be tussling.
Okay.
So she like, I'm watching the video and my heart felt for her because it was like in a parking lot and she's like recording all the men that's standing around. Y'all let that nigga hit me. Nobody did nothing. Y'all. And I'm invested like, wow, we really got to protect black women, right? Because I'm a girl's girl. And all the men are standing around. And in hindsight, when I looked at the looks on their faces, they was all confused.
Yes. It was very confusing. So it's saying that she said that the Uber driver tried to kidnap her. I don't know. It's so much to the story. It's so much. So it's like, but then I also saw a video. Wasn't it her that slapped the man?
Okay. In the story, she said, like, when she went live, she said a man asked for her number. She said, no, he hit her in the face with a brick, right? Then, like, as I'm reading the article, long story short, sis got charged with fraud because she started a GoFundMe, raised $40,000, took herself to Jamaica.
So my only thing about that, right? So when you give somebody money, when you donate money, it's like, because what was she raising money for? To help her recover. Right. I mean, but it's very clear that something happened to her.
Yeah.
So then it came out like she was hit with a water bottle and not with a brick.
So her friend apparently when the cops came, cause she did file a police report.
Right.
She gave the cops her friend's phone number as her contact. So the friend is like recanting the night because then she's saying an Uber driver did it. And she said, no, we met up with these guys. Like we got in their car. She got in the friend was in the front seat with, it's not like some parking lot pimping, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm.
Remember that? That was a good time.
Those were mm-hmm. Oh my, I can't wait till summertime. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to parking lot pimp this summer, but it's okay.
I ain't parking lot pimped in years, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. I have.
Okay, go, go, go.
But like, she said the girl was in the back seat and like, she heard them arguing, like, why you hit me with the guy mm-hmm. or whatever. But it was a water bottle. So I'm like, is the water bottle frozen?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you hit someone, it doesn't matter what it is, unless it's like plush or something like that.
But did you see her face?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like if you hit somebody with something hard enough, whatever it may be, it's going to cause some damage. I mean, a water bottle, that plastic is hard as fuck.
So this is where the fraud comes in.
Mm-hmm.
They got an anonymous tip that she posed as a single mother.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. I got to read it for
you. Wait a gosh darn minute.
They got an anonymous tip. Hold on. I got the article because, you know, I was invested.
Mm-hmm.
So, sis is from Houston.
Right.
I'm going to leave that right there. The campaign, so during the investigation, that she also got really belligerent with the cops. When they reached there, she was like, oh, this man hit me. She found the guy's name. And it says, they received a tip about a similar GoFundMe page that happened in Minneapolis mm-hmm. 3 years prior. Help a black yeah. Muslim mother pay her medical bills and claimed a young black Muslim single mother was attacked by private security, leaving her with bruises, a black eye, injuries to her leg, and she needs an estimate of $5,000 to pay for medical bills, legal fees, and a new phone and more. She also has a criminal record. Girl, she my people them. She from St. Croix. So she got like, I couldn't find her criminal record, but what I did find is that she is a University of Texas PhD student
right.
studying African and African diaspora.
Okay, studies. It says, court records show the 33-year-old has prior charges in the Virgin Islands, mm-hmm. Minnesota, and Texas. She is currently out on bail for felony assault and domestic violence. Now, sis... You know, if them people did put their hands on you, you know, I feel like everyone should just keep their hands to themselves, right? Mm. You want to fight a girl, fight a girl. You want to fight a man? Men should only fight men and women should only fight women. That's just kind of how I feel about yes. fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just keep like, your hands to yourself.
But overall, keep your hands to yourself. But if you knew that you had all of this shit going on, why would you do all of this extra shit? Why?
Deluded.
You know, and it's hard because there's shit happening to women all the time, you know?
And it takes away from that.
Yes, yes, yes. It takes away from women who are, these things are really happening to because you took all these people's money.
And went to Jamaica.
I mean, fuck it. She needed a vacation at this point. She needed a vacation, but then it's like, y'all need to stop being so fucking gullible and donating y'all money to whoever. When there's a lot of people here, very near, I'm sure your cousin asked you for $40 and you told her no, but then you went and donated your $40 to Rhoda, that's her name, to Rhoda, because she said somebody hit her in the face with a brick. Like, come on, make it make sense. Please make it make sense. I hate that shit. And now y'all mad because she took y'all $10, $20, $40. No, the people are, oh gosh, the people are upset that, oh, I donated money. Well, that's your stupid ass fault.
Why would you donate money?
But then it's like, if you give somebody some money, you donate money, what, it's no longer yours. It don't belong to you no more.
Yeah.
It doesn't belong to you, so you can't be mad that she took your funky $40 where everybody else's funky $40 and made $40,000.
And took her ass to Jamaica. She probably got one of the massages on the boat. Remember that?
Lady, what the... Y'all nasty. Y'all fucking nasty. Because why did that... You don't got no plastic bag? Like, what?
I watched that video. I was like... I know the vibes. I don't think I would have did it, but like, I mean, I guess it's been a while.
You're nasty.
Somebody rubbing you down like that. The girth is girthing. Fuck is this?
Y'all fucking nasty.
What y'all think happening in Colombia?
Yo. Let me tell you something.
What do y'all think is happening in the DR?
We just heard a story recently about a boy's trip to DR.
I had a friend tell me he married an American.
And then there's that.
Just know, you might need tetanus when you come back home. I don't know.
It's just so gross.
I think she got one of them massages.
She for sure. She needed one.
She should have. You better have brought your plastic bag. But while we're in Houston, okay, guys. And I, you know, in my industry that I work in, I'm noticing, I got a call. It was like, I want to upgrade to a suite. This person's an influencer. And I was like, okay, we don't do that here.
Mm-hmm.
We do, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You call me, I'm going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
It is now a profession. And I'm not knocking you. Like, I feel like if you genuinely have a craft and you got your following, your social following, and, you know, cool. But now we're measuring people's worth by how many followers they have.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That's the world we live in. That's what we turned this into.
Right.
Please. Don't give up your home and your housing and take your kids somewhere to be no influencer.
Child.
Please don't. Please don't. There was a story about this mom of three boys, packed up from Florida, move to Houston
to be only an influencer. Had enough
money to survive for 15 days.
That's wild.
15 days, bro. You packed up your babies. And I'm not judging you because I feel like you gotta make shit shake. But you got kids. And clearly, like, you ain't doing this with they dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to judge your decisions on that because it happens. But you really picked your kids up. Moved across the country during the coldest season to be homeless.
And now ended up in a shelter. You know what pisses me off? And influencer, not influencer. What pisses me off the most about some parents, right? Parents who make these decisions just based on themselves and then take their kids along with them because kids are resilient and they bounce back. And I hate that shit. Like, that's not fair. These kids did not fucking ask to be here.
But ma'am, you didn't even see it through.
You could have been an influencer
back at home at your mama's house. And then it's like, you didn't do your research. It's cold in Houston. And then the shelter she was going to was closing down in 24 hours. Where is you going, ma'am? Like Kamala said, don't come here. Do not come here. Do not come here.
You see this? It's like sad.
Yeah. And
I hate that shit.
And then you literally got on the news and said you wanted to be an influencer and that's why you left. And I said,
she should have made some shit up. She should have never said that out loud. But
I'd have been like, I'm running from abuse. I don't know. Like, I'd have been like the brick lady. You should have just took a page out of her book. Started to go find me. It's so crazy because There's another mom of six. I fell down a rabbit hole one night and I'm following her page and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She had a following, like she had been through an abusive relationship
with
his dad and she just documented her journey. And I think that's how she garnered her following.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said the Lord placed on her heart. Y'all gotta stop putting God in this every time, man. Every time. Anyways, for her to move somewhere and she asked her following to help her raise $10,000. So she can buy a home for her kids and they paid for her. Listen, I'm not telling people how to spend their money. At least that was smart. At least she had a house built. Like she had real estate. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like she went with a plan.
I just saw the lady. I was trying to find it real quick. I just saw her.
Which one? The mom of six?
Yeah. No. The girl that went to Texas to be an influencer. No, I literally just saw something and she was TikTok dancing. Because I mean, essentially it kind of worked, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she's the influencer that, you know, the news and all of that shit. I wonder how the news got involved.
Because it was cold in Texas,
like
unseasonably cold. Yeah. Like it was dropping. It was 15 degrees in here.
Hell no, that's wild. You know, global warming is thing. It's a thing. It's real. You know, I hate it. You know, I see people all the time, no, not influencers or whatever, but just people that I know personally that put their kids in fucked up situations because they choose themselves first. Like they put themselves first. And it's like, yes, I know that if I'm no good, my kid is not good. You know what I'm saying? Like I know that I have to be okay, but I'm not going to just pack up and just go with nothing and bring my kid along for the fucking ride and hope that all the chips like kind of fall into place. That's fucked up. And y'all all need y'all ass beat.
The scary part is you're raising humans.
Yes.
To have the same logic. Jesus wept.
It's true. Because then it's like y'all raise these kids or not. I don't know. Like, I don't
know. Gracie's Corner raises them. Whoever y'all got raising these kids. And then my kids got to combat with them. And they're going to be frustrated.
Child. And then, you know, and that's really a thing. Because now my child is surrounded by nincompoops.
Nimrods.
Like, nincompoops babies. Because, you know, kids are
baby's kids.
Yes, exactly. Surrounded by baby's kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope she makes it back home.
No, because what's going to happen is she's got an outlet with the news now. And now, you know, a bunch of people are following her. You know, I don't really watch the videos. I watch a lot on silent. I just read the comments. Because I don't want to hear y'all bullshit. I just really don't. Because it's not going to do anything but upset my spirit. It's going to make my stomach hurt. Y'all know I'm a Virgo and I be worrying and I be overthinking. And now my stomach is hurting because I'm worried about these fucking kids.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at them like, is you dumb? Is you stupid?
Is you? Is you?
Is you or is you ain't?
They are. They really are. So then somebody in the comments was like, I did the work, y'all. I found her TikTok. So then everybody went to her TikTok. And so now, you know, she's become the influencer that she wanted to be. And it fucking sucks for those kids. You know,
my career day is going to be hell in a few years, bro. Career day is, they don't even, what does your mom do for a living? One is down in the valley where the girls get naked. I seen a girl today that said she met, like, it was like a TikTok. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how she bagged her fiance. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I put a price tag on my vagina and I told him it's going to cost this much. Somebody said, I want prostitution to go back to private. Me too.
Not me, fuck it.
Pop a little tang down in New Orleans. I don't need to know about that. Like, I don't. Why do you need to? You're literally telling girls if they put a price tag on their pussy, they gonna meet a rich man, and that's not essentially what can happen.
Not all the time. It's not.
And now she over here chasing waterfalls, and three letters took her to her final resting place. Like, what are we doing?
Shut the fuck up, please, please. It's true, though. No, it really is true. You know, what works for some people does not always work. It generally does not work for the masses. So it sucks that, you know, y'all be setting these kids up for fucking failure, essentially. But, you know, prostitution is the oldest occupation.
Listen, God looks after babies and fools. And I'm not, so who gonna let that after me?
You're not a baby or a fool. You just gotta live on the straight and narrow. Welcome. Welcome to the straight and narrow.
I'm gonna put a price tag on my pussy. I'm gonna get me a rich nigga. I'm lying, mom. I would never, ever, like, raise me better than that.
Oh my God. You know, it is a price tag. It's very expensive. It's just very expensive. You know, but
I do charity.
And sometimes she does charity.
I really gotta stop. Yo, real quick. So, we got a family group chat. And my dad, like, you know.
She don't take nothing serious. Wait, before we even go into her dad. I texted her this morning that my eyes were swollen. I sent her a picture. I said, yo, something's happening. My eyes are swollen. So I sent her a picture. She like, you crying? No, motherfucker. I don't know what's happening. She like, it's okay. I'm going to see you later. Nigga. Meanwhile, my eyes are swollen, almost shut. And she like, girl, don't be crying. I'm going to see you later. She don't take nothing serious. I thought I didn't take anything serious.
My dad in the group chat, all emotional, because, you know, my grandma, my great-grandma, he goes to their grave, and in the islands, they're buried above ground, so he makes sure it's painted. Mm-hmm. He always takes pictures. So, like, he puts it in the group chat, and I was like, you got allergies or something? Or some shit like that. I said, no, I'm sad. I said, oh.
But, oh, my I'm bad. Sorry. Okay. Let me unsend that message. Oh, yeah.
I was like, I put the sad face.
She is fucking so unserious.
Come on. Life is way too serious. Y'all gonna laugh. Is you not amused? Is you not entertained?
Life.
You ain't.
She doesn't take anything seriously. And I just be looking at her like, hey, yo, come on. Come on. Like, this is a serious topic right now.
I'm a crack a joke.
Nah, for real. All
right. We do got a personal topic for y'all tonight because, listen, it's the top of the year, and I know a lot of y'all going to be rushing to get into these relationships before Valentine's Day. And I just want to literally run it back. Okay.
And we've talked about this before. Do a background check, please.
Let me share my story real quick.
Before y'all jump into these relationships with these men and women, because clearly Rhoda needed a background check.
Yes. So, you know, I do the online dating thing because that's my shit.
I don't know how.
I love it. I've been doing it since Black Planet.
She need to go outside and touch some fucking grass sometimes.
I meet people in person, but I like it. know. I just went shit, right? A couple of years ago. Was it before the pandemic?
It was right before the pandemic, yeah.
Met this guy. I know he had, listen, again, I see shit through. I knew he had a temper because he was on the phone. He got out of his car. He was fighting with somebody. Went on a date anyways. Had a phenomenal time. Phenomenal time. Like, we had such a good time. It was a great date. Like, it was so spontaneous. You know how I feel about New York men. I love them. I love y'all. Signed a Jersey girl.
Look at my face.
So something just didn't sit right. You know, it was like one of those too good to be. Like, we had such a good time. Right. I'm like, he lied about his first and last name.
And when she texts me, I'm like, you sure about this? You
like,
sure?
Who lies about their first and last
That's
name?
That's wild.
And it was like, I think God, you know, God's sick of me.
He's not,
he is a little bit. That's sometimes he put the shit right in front of my face, like, hey girl, don't be stupid. Like, I done sent you a bunch of signs.
And that's when he comes and slaps her right on the fucking back of her neck, like pow, with his little sandal.
It was because, crazy. Because we was riding in his car, and I looked down at my feet and I said, what are you looking for? I'm looking for my ID. The shit was, it was not there when I got in. Like, I did not notice it when I got in. And I'm looking, and I was like, you looking for this?
Long story short, I tell her, do a background check on him. Something ain't right. Bro was a
level three
registered sex offender. Level three in New York is like a violent, like, it was like he raped, sorry, R word. He raped the lady, the girl at fucking knife point.
When I was reading the case, and then it was just, because then I ran a background check and I was like, I'm not paying $20 for this.
I paid.
No, it popped up for $1. It was like, yes. It was like, for the next 15 minutes, this background check is 99 cents. I said, I got that. I mean, I had the 20, but I wasn't paying for it. We were supposed to go on a date that night.
See, she's crazy.
I know.
Registered sex offender. Like, it was like.
And he was really violent towards, what, like, he had a crazy criminal record, like, even outside of New York. It was crazy. And I'm just sitting there at the gym, like, reading this shit, like, oh.
Believe it, y'all.
Then I was mad I paid 99 cents when I could have just Googled his name.
Yeah, that's where you got to start. You just always start with a quick little Google search. Because, you know, if it's bad enough, it'll tell you everything you need to know. And I believe in doing background checks because, for one, I have a kid, right? Yeah. And people won't tell you the shit you really need to know, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he would have never told her that he was a registered sex offender, like, and he went down, right? So he would never tell you that. Like, you, when you meet someone, you get to know them, you get to know, like, their flaws and their ins, and, you know, you get to know their personality, but the nitty gritty of the shit, they not gonna tell you. That's why you gotta do a background check.
But, you know, once the background check came back, everything that he, like, all of the holes in his story is finally connected. Right. I was like, oh, then the hardest part was me trying to maneuver up out of that situation because I couldn't. It was one of those, it's me, not you.
Yeah.
type of situations. He was like, what happened? I was like, you know, I think I'm just not ready to move on. I'm still in love with my baby daddy. And I think we're going to try to work it out. Lies I told.
The lies. But no, it's true. Y'all got to do background checks. And, you know, I had a friend that she was dating this guy and it got super, super serious. And I was like, and she just was like, you know, some shit was weird. Some shit wasn't adding up. And she did a background check. And again, he was a fucking sex offender. And it just be like, damn.
You got to register every time.
Every single time. Everywhere you move to.
Listen.
State.
Y'all be city.
A new address. You know, it is scary. And then even outside of being a registered sex offender, just like, they're fucking violent crimes and, you know, things like that. I want to know that you stealing identities. You know what I'm saying?
You might try to steal mine.
I want to know that you was fucking laundering money. I want to know. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he's still doing it. I don't want to know. I want to be like El Chapo's wife. No.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I've never seen that man a day in my life.
I'm sorry to this man. You know, it's really important. Y'all gotta do your due diligence because people are scary. And, you know, just men and women.
And it's only getting scarier because Black Planet to Hinge, times have changed. Black Planet was fun though. Like, the people were who they were. It was like MySpace and shit. Like,
yeah, now you don't know who the fuck these people
now
are.
Now it's whoever they want. Yo, I actually saw him on the app.
Recently?
Yeah. Like, I want to say within the last year, I'm going through and it was just like, he's still not using his name.
Of course.
Because I still got all the screenshots because I'm not, I'll be saving shit. I'm trying to tell people, I'm not a gatekeeper for information.
No, it's true.
And I would let you know, he's an R word. Don't do it, sis.
Don't.
Not do a hater. It. Not just, he's crazy.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's wrap this shit up.
Yes. Oh, wait, we're supposed to tell them the website. Truth Finder is a really good website if you want to.
Truth Finder.
It's Fokio.
Start with your Google. Just Google.
Honestly, if you literally put somebody's phone number in Facebook.
If you drop a picture in, Neve taught us that from Catfish. Yeah, Neve
definitely did. You could do it from your phone. Oh, you could do it from you could do it from your phone, so like
drop it, because Neve taught us everything we needed to know right on Catfish.
And the fact that y'all still be getting Catfish is wild to me. How y'all let that happen? Y'all really be wanting, y'all want the dream that's being sold to y'all.
You know, sometimes people sell you a dream and we buy it. You know, I just bought a dream recently.
You did?
Yeah, a 6-year dream. Where can the good people find you? Bought that shit. Was like, what? Okay. Sign me to fuck up. Nah, let me stop.
Girl, if you don't drop that dream off at the Goodwill.
This is what I'm saying. Let me stop. Where can the good people find you? Come on. I know. That was rude. I apologize.
That's some shit I said.
That was so mean. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
She said what she said.
Where the fuck can the people find you?
I can be found on Instagram at _amazing_. And amazing is spelled AMAZEING.
And I am at Renisa Rose, and that's RanessaRozayY. And together we are at the Personal Space Podcast. Check us out on YouTube, everywhere where you listen to podcasts, everywhere.
Like and subscribe. All of that stuff.
And,
follow on Instagram.
Yes, please. Follow us on Instagram.
It's going to be like in the thing.
In a little scroll at the bottom, right here. Put it right here.
Drop a pin.
Right here. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Peace.